listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. It's a big day for the Serena community as the town's brand new hospital opens its doors. The Brewers Road site has an increased capacity of 19 beds and it's said to be more accessible than the current hospital through an improved layout and flat land. It's also got larger consultation rooms, a rehabilitation facility and staff accommodation. The first patients will be accepted from midday. Mackay Hospital and Health Service is reminding the community to continue using the current Hospital Street site until then. The Premier is promising improved transparency around the Pioneer Valley Pumped Hydro Scheme, saying he'll release reports into the project's viability to the public. Stephen Miles made the comments during an hour-plus meeting with concerned Yungala residents and has apologised for the way the project was first announced by his predecessor.
Starting today, we can do better of communicating with you first.
The Premier and his ministers will hear from Mackay residents today at a community cabinet session, with housing, crime and cost of living expected to lead discussions. And our pharmacies are stocked up and ready to deal with a flood of people looking for a free flu jab. The state government made the vaccination free for all Queenslanders over 6 months of age yesterday after more than 240 cases in the Mackay district so far this year. Terry White chemist's Ali Ilfiki says whether you go to your GP or a pharmacy, it's important to get the jab to reduce the risk of another deadly flu season.
Do not be worried about getting the flu vaccination early. Sometimes we kind of like recommend a booster flu vaccination 3 or 4 months after that.
Quickly checking sport, and an unchanged 22-man squad has been announced for the Cowboys as they take on the Gold Coast Titans at home on Sunday.